Hello everyone and welcome back to M Square Podcast. Today we have with us a very special guest from the US. So today we have with us Mr. Rubal Sekka, who recently released a single called Love Talk. So we're going to understand more about his journey, how did it came about, and how did Love Talk, I think the name is very intriguing to me, and like how did this, I've never heard a song with this name. So wanted to understand, it sounds more of like a poem. So wanted to understand more about his journey and how did this particular single came across. So welcome Rubal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Narag. It's a pleasure being here on your show.
Rubal, wanted to understand about your journey, how it started. I mean, like, were you always into singing? Did you make a shift or did you make a pivot to singing? How was it for you? How did it start for you?
Well, my journey in music started very early, I would say. I was 6-7 years old when my father bought me a Casio piano while he was traveling to London. And it intrigued everybody because I was able to play any tune by just listening to it. So I would say I was more of a music producer before I was a musician myself. I moved to the US at a young age, and it was very difficult finding people here who making music in Punjabi language. That was what my direction was, because I was growing up in New Delhi and then moving to New York. My music has had a very interesting inspiration from these two different cultures. So initially I started producing, and for a lack of finding artists or vocalists to work with is why I kind of feel I got behind the mic and started singing on my own.
How was that transition, Rubal? Like, how was the transition? Was it tough, and how did you eventually manage this entire transition to being behind the vocals?
It was an interesting journey, to be honest. Like I said, I was born in New Delhi, and then when I moved to New York, I didn't really know how to speak Punjabi very fluently. I was more trained to speak Hindi and English. So it was interesting because I had to kind of learn the language, literally from scratch. But I was listening to Punjabi music, from, a very young age, just never spoken it. So, making music is, there's no one way of doing it. You could be a producer or a singer. It's really about, connecting or vibing to the track and, coming up with a melody or a tune and lyrics. So there's no one set way of doing it. It's been kind of natural, I guess, for me.
And I think that's really, there's a genuinity when you speak about your music, and I think that reflects on the song that you have released. So can we know more about the song? How did the name came about, and how tough was it, how did you manage the entire process of releasing that, recording it and all?
Well, this particular song, Love Talk, or which would mean Pyar Bolda in Punjabi, it kind of came out of nowhere. I was traveling to this tropical island, and while I was there, just the beauty of the island kind of inspired me to do something. I was there for like 5-6 days. So this particular song was written, produced, shot, everything within those five days that we were there traveling. And with the time on my hands, and I just got on my laptop and just started making a beat, and that's where the song kind of came out from.
So that was quite ad hoc, I would say, like that. So how do you plan for a shoot like that? Like, what goes in behind the scenes, if I had to ask you, like, what all goes behind the scenes of a song like
that? I've been part of videos or music productions where we had a team of 15 to 20 people, with the gaffers and, a DP and a choreographer and all those things. But this particular song was literally just two of us. I shot the parts where the female lead was performing, and the female lead shot the parts where I was performing. The shots that you see with both of us together were either shot on a drone, which I had flying in the air while we were, doing our parts. And the other parts are where I had to give the camera to a maitre d' or a butler who was around and just, shot a quick video of us. So this particular song, like I said, was literally on the fly,
We
were just roaming around and shooting. That's pretty much, how this particular song came about.
And that's quite fun, actually, also to listen about this story, you know, like that it was on the fly. And so how did it happen? Like, you know, how did you release it and how was the reception? So once it was well received by people, how was your reaction? You know, like, did you feel like, okay, I did not put in much effort, or were you like, okay, now I've cracked the code? No, I know what works and what does not work. So how was it for you?
You know what, Anurag, you never know what works and what doesn't, what the public likes, what they get connected to, you know. I was literally standing on the boardwalk waiting for my significant other while we were going for dinner. And I'm like, Abija, you know, kinniya trika to khadaya morte. And then that kind of turned into a chorus or a verse in the song. Yeah. So like I said, it was this particular number was literally everything just kind of just happened. You know, nothing was literally planned.
It was basically like it was bound to happen, and you know, like something that, and I think when you work in that this fashion, right, when it's all on the flow and it's all on the go, there comes a sense of, you know, not overthinking or overproduction. Like if I have to put it out, it is all in the flow and it's very natural. And I think that is what connects with people most of the times. And really wonderful to hear about this backstory, and like that makes a hell of a story for a song like that. So you know, Rubil, I just wanted to understand from you, since you have stayed in India and now in the New York, so what's the difference in the music, in the Punjabi music industry I'm particularly talking about? Because you know, the entire rap culture, I feel it originated somewhere in Punjab, in India also, and that now that has taken over. What differences do you see between both the music industries up there?
Well, I particularly own a couple of restaurants and, rooftop. I actually own a rooftop here in Long Island. So we get different radio DJs locally, known DJs that come and perform at the club. We have a lot of, Latin influences and rap artists that come in and perform. So these genres have definitely have an impact on my music. The scene here is also very similar to what I've been noticing, the Punjabi music scene or the rap cultures kind of, getting to. There's a lot of underground work where, you know, rappers are doing their work, and at some point, you know, they get the limelight and, you know, they, have a number that starts, starts ending up on the Billboard, things like that. I've personally seen a lot of artists come up, locally from New York, who were not really known well, and then out of nowhere, they're, you know, streaming and getting quite famous. I've had the pleasure of working with Travis Scott when he was literally nobody. Wow. And now, you know, I actually traveled with him to the Revolt Music Conference. This was 6 years ago. At that point, not that many people knew about him, but now look at it, you know, every single person, you know, who hasn't heard of him, right? So music has no, I feel, boundaries or language, in a sense where I was able to, you know, make certain pieces for these artists, you know, where they don't really know any Indian instruments, but when they hear it, like let's say they hear a sitar or something in their music, you know, they get intrigued by it. It has this, international, you know, touch to it. So, it's just a, you know, the vibe that you catch while you're working, you know, there's no one set way or, you know, formula.
So, there's a very famous, not very famous, a very controversial thing that goes in the music industry that is controlled by a few set of, labels or records. So, as an individual creator, right? So, how can an individual creator make money out of what they're singing? Like, majorly what I have heard and, you know, during my small research about this industry, it's like majority the singers make money from the concerts that they do. In India, there is a huge playback singing industry, which is not there in the US. So how can an independent singer, when I say independent singer, small singer, you know, who's just getting started, how can they monetize and get the eyeballs that people are actually listening to them? So what is the strategy or, you know, some advice that you can give?
Well, it's a very tough industry to crack. We are very honest with it. I think today's day and age asks for content. So you just need to push content after content. You can't, there's no one hit wonders no more, I feel. People's span is so short. Even when you're scrolling on Reels, Instagram, your each video, you look at maybe 15 seconds, 16 seconds, and you move on to the next one. So people's attention span has, you know, gotten very short thanks to our social media. So I feel these days it's all about content. You can't just put out one song and then disappear. You need to have more and more songs in your catalog, and you know, you got to be consistent in this day and age to, you know, kind of make it.
I think I feel with the advent of internet, like in India, I can talk about India more. So like now it has become easier to actually push out your content. And if you're a singer, it becomes slightly easier, you know, like with the internet reaching nooks and corners and like with for Hindi rappers. So how do you feel is the future specifically in India for artists, specifically rappers or somebody who are in the indie pop industry, if I have to say about it?
I definitely agree with you. It's definitely easier putting out music because there's way more, you know, avenues for you to release music, you know, go online, find a music distribution channel that you could, you just publish your music and, you know, it could be out in a week and, you know, everybody has it around the world on different media platforms. So definitely it's easier to put the music out there, and it's, you know, even social media, people making reels on your songs, and, you know, definitely internet has made it easier for you to be in front of people and, you know, put your music out there.
I think that I agree to it. So, you know, like Rubel, who was your inspiration? You know, like we all have favorite singers as a kid. Who were your favorite singers? And, you know, what are the favorite songs? And if you can hum a song, one or two lines, that would be great.
Well, me growing up, honestly, my inspiration was all, you know, the Punjabi music coming in from the UK, because UK was the hub back in the day for any new Punjabi song or artist coming out. US and Canada have caught on very late, I feel. But UK was, up and further ahead of the music curve when it comes to Punjabi music. So people I was listening to growing up was, you know, Punjabi MC, B21, RDB, you know, Manj Music was RDB back in the day.
RDB, I know it, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Punjabi Hit Squad. So these were my, you know, inspirations and, you know, the artists that I was listening to. You know, growing up, I used to have a hard drive full of music, you know, that I used to download, which you were not supposed to do back in the day because there was no system.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from the age of Napster and DC++ and LimeWire. You know, you had to literally go out there and look for the songs you're trying to download and then, you know, find them. Yeah. You know, it's definitely easier now, you know, through Apple Music, Spotify. But back in the day, finding music was another challenge, you know, in its own.
There was no internet, there was no YouTube, and you know, like somewhere you will hear a song and then you try to recollect. There was no Shazam also, so you can figure out what's...
Yeah. I'm in the song, where did I hear this? And there's nobody to help.
I remember RDB because they gave music to a Hindi movie and I forgot. I think they had, I used to love their song. There was a song called Alu Chaat, I think.
Shakumar, I believe. Yeah.
So I really loved that song. And, you know, like that used to be, everybody around me would be like, you know, why are you hearing this song? This is so unusual. And I was like, I love this song. I really like this song. And so, so I think that was, as when you said RDB, just, you know, took me back, I think 15 years ago. So, you know, like if you can tell us more about Love Talk and if you can, you know, sing a line or so from the song.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, Love Talk was a song which literally happened on the fly. Most of the song, video, the music, the lyrics, everything was written on the fly. It was a 5-day project and everything happened within those 5 days. So yeah, I don't mind singing you the song. And here it goes. Jheel jiyan akhaan utte shades Tom Ford hai Gabru ne nakhra tera kita afford hai Dil tere supne sajaun lagge aani tha Tere layi kudiye banon lagge a Kade na kade tu takkengi ni gabru deval Karam wait kite hoji na late mere naal tur chal Teri takni hai zehr sare shehar utte kehr vair Gabru handaunda hikka wale zor te तेरा प्यार बोलदा गबरू दे सारे चढ़ के नी यार बोलदा तेरे राहां विच खड़ के दीदार होण दा मुंडा करदा उड़ीकां दस किन्नियां तरीका तो खड़ाया मोड़ ते तेरा प्यार बोलदा. You have to excuse me, it's 8 a.m. in the morning and I'm having my tea while singing the song. I literally just woke up like 10 minutes ago.
Please don't hold it against me that I made you sing a song at such an early hour. No, I was so wonderful to listen, you know, like when you hearing it on system, hearing it on your phone is different. But when you hear it from the singer live, yeah. I think that has a different, you know, what do you say, vibe to it, or a different, it just enchants you in a way, you know, like when you hear it on with music and everything, it becomes
absolutely. Yeah.
So, Ruben, what are your plans, you know, going forward? I mean, like, and if you have any advice, you know, it was really nice talking to you. If you have, like, as we come to a close, I wanted to understand from you, like, if there is any advice for young rappers out there in India and who are trying to make a career, like Punjabi rappers were there in different parts of the world. So what is your advice to them?
Well, my advice would be, you know, as long as you enjoy this craft, you know, keep doing it. Don't give up, you know. Content is key, so you have to be consistent with your music. Don't just overthink on a song. Whatever you feel, you record it. And, you know, let the song take its own journey and, you know, let people hear it. You know, that's what I would say.
That was so wonderful, you know, Rubel. It was really nice talking to you, Rubel. Thank you so much, you know, for giving us your time. It was a pleasure having you with us on the show.
Likewise, Anurag. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It was a great time having you here on
the show. Same. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of M Square Podcast. I hope you all had an amazing time listening to it like we had while recording it. And we would like to thank everyone who has been showering their love with us. I request you all to keep your support and love with us and keep sharing your episodes with all your loved ones or people who you feel might benefit from our episodes. And with this, we come to a conclusion to this episode. We would really like, and if you can drop us your support, that is in the form of follow on Instagram at AnuragManik7 and at M Square Podcast. And if you really like our episode, please do share it with your loved ones and with anyone you feel our episode can be a benefit or can bring them some value in whatever pursuit they are doing. And do not forget to check out our Instagram, because we keep updating the latest posts and any latest updates about podcasting up there. And as we always say, until next time, stay quirky, stay different. And this is your host, Anurag Manik, signing off for today.